When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday morning, the world of sports, absolutely on fire. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including why my New York football Giants would be insane to sign free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Could you imagine that this is a thing that's actually being going to work out for the team today? This is crazy. And the last thing the Giants need. I'll explain why coming up a little bit later in the show. We will also get into another NFC East team with some wide receiver drama because today, dear listener and dear viewer, is June 1st, a day that we have been waiting for in the National Football League for quite some time. Because today, at 4 o'clock Eastern, it becomes financially feasible and financially viable for the Philadelphia Eagles to trade star wide receiver A.J. Brown. And it feels like, later this afternoon, better than 50% chance A.J. Brown is traded to the New England Patriots. And I will tell all of you what that means for Jalen Hurts next hour here on the show. And we will preview the Stanley Cup Final, which starts tomorrow night with Carolina, the Hurricanes, and Vegas, the Golden Knights. And why I think this is the hardest Stanley Cup Final to call in a long, long time. Our bets for tonight will close the show, and I will also give you, because I am a magnanimous sort, my bet, because I've decided on it, the team that will win this year's World Cup and why. That's right, we're talking, because the World Cup's starting in like 10 days. Oh yeah, off the Champions League final on Saturday with Arsenal and PSG. We'll talk some footy, a little soccer. I'm going to tell you who's going to win the World Cup and why later in the show. Plus, all the bets for tonight, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. You can follow me on all social platforms at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, YouTube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a Game 7 Wemby win on the road in Oklahoma City. The San Antonio Spurs go into OKC, the home of the reigning, defending NBA champion Thunder, with the reigning, defending, two-time regular season MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, reigning finals MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and send the Thunder home in extremely impressive fashion. In a word, wow. In two words, holy bleep! An unbelievable Game 7, and just before we get into the results and break down the Spurs and break down the Thunder, this was one of those games that had everything. Where in the moment as you're watching it, you feel like, and we talk about this a lot on the show, right? Where the stakes are not just limited to what happens in the next round. Who wins this year's NBA championship? Who advances to play my New York Knicks in the NBA Finals? No. Because yes, obviously that matters, and it matters a lot. But this felt like the stakes were even bigger than that. These were stakes. This might as well have been like a $300 Wagyu steak. Some kind of bone-in filet that cost you $500, cost you $700. That was the steak on Saturday night. It felt like, as we're watching it, and the Spurs are basically leading from pillar to post, from start to end, and the Thunder would try and come back and make their push and get denied at every turn by San Antonio. It felt like this was like the next 3 to 5 years in the NBA, potentially longer on the line. And yes, that is a little hyperbolic, and I acknowledge that. And yes, it's a little bit of a dramatic statement, and I acknowledge that. But still, I mean, think about it. The psychological upper hand that San Antonio now has over Oklahoma City, that Oklahoma City would have had over San Antonio had the Thunder prevailed. Because anything can happen, and I know that. But look, we're going to roll the ball out there next year. You don't think it's going to be Thunder Spurs if everyone's healthy in next year's Western Conference Final? Really? That they won't be the 1 and 2 seed in the West in whatever order it's going to be in? Really? If everybody's healthy? This was like the ultimate warrior at WrestleMania 7, in the career-ending match against Macho Man Randy Savage, on his tights, had airbrushed the WWF then at the time championship, and it said, it means much more than this. Not that the NBA championship isn't important. Obviously, it's the most important thing. But so much was on the line here, and it really felt like the Spurs grabbed it. They took it. They didn't kiss the ring. They ripped it off Oklahoma City's hand. They're now holding the ring. They're now the standard bearer of the Western Conference, no matter what happens in the NBA Finals. What a massive, massive, gigantic, ginormous, enormous sporting event. And you felt it the entire way. You felt the emotion. I'm on the edge of my seat watching it. Honestly, it felt a little bit like conference final version of Warriors-Cavs in 2016. And I'm not saying it's the same thing. One was for the championship. I know that, and I'm saying it. But the stakes were tremendously high in this game, and that game absolutely delivered on Saturday night. One of the better Game 7s, one of the Game 7s with the most on the line in my lifetime, and the game delivered. And how about the San Antonio Spurs getting the job done? And look, we can make excuses for Oklahoma City, and I will, and I think they're fair. I'm no Oklahoma City Thunder fan. I'm a Knicks fan, right? I don't care. I mean, I do. I'm on record saying I would have rather seen the Spurs. But let's be honest. If Oklahoma City had been fully healthy, I think the Thunder win the Game 7. If they have a healthy J-Dub and a healthy A.J. Mitchell, I think the Thunder win the series. I think they win Game 7. Now, that's not me complaining. I'm not a Thunder fan, but I need to call it like I see it. I need to tell the truth. Because there were moments watching this game on Saturday night, and you, I'm guessing you watched the game, right? We're all huge sports fans, right? This is not a game that you can miss. Thunder Spurs Game 7 Western Conference Final. But there were moments during this game where I'm watching the Thunder on offense, and I'm thinking, they're done, man. Stick a fork in these SOBs. Like, they can't win. They can't win this game. They can't win. They cannot win. Because without J-Dub and without A.J. Mitchell in this game, it's way too much Kenrich Williams. Not nearly enough Chet Holmgren, and we'll get to Chet. It's the players that are taking shots for Oklahoma City aren't as good as the players taking shots for San Antonio. It's really not surprising, and I'm not saying I had the answer before the game started, but there are a couple times during the game I'm thinking, like, the Thunder are done. Like, they're just not as good in this current form as San Antonio is. And the Spurs jump out to that early lead, and the Thunder would come back, and they took the lead a couple times in the game, but it was never substantial. And every time, and this is a credit to San Antonio, young team, Wemby 22, Castle 21, Harper 20, Dylan Harper's 20 years old. It's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's ludicrous. Give me another word that rhymes with OU, ends with OUS. I'll toss it in there. Every time the Oklahoma City Thunder would throw a haymaker in response to what the Spurs were doing, the Spurs would get a little staggered. And then you know what? Boom. Counterpunch. And they kept counterpunching. And they kept counterpunching and ultimately knocked the Thunder out. And I give Mark Dagnalt, the coach of the Thunder, like infinite credit for the way he coached this game on Saturday night. I thought it was so fascinating that Dagnalt was just, he's the anti-Kenny Atkinson, right? Think about what Kenny Atkinson did game one of the Eastern Conference Final against the Knicks, where I'm at the game. The Knicks are coming back from 22 down. We're going nuts. And during every commercial break, when there would be a halt in the action, we would all look at each other and go, why isn't he calling timeout? Like, what's he doing? Dagnall was the bizarro Kenny Atkinson. He was using all of his timeouts. He wasn't going to wait till the end of the game to use them because he knew if he wasn't going to call them, they were going to get boat raced. He knew that they were outmatched. It was obvious that they were outmatched with, again, without J-Dub and A.J. Mitchell. With them, I think the Thunder would have won. But they didn't have them. And them's the breaks. That's how it goes in the NBA. That's how it goes in pro sports. And I thought Mark Dagnalt did as good of a job as he could have. Calling all the timeouts, trying different things, not letting the lead balloon up too far, and gave Oklahoma City a chance at the end of this game. Where even though the final margin of victory is 8, this game was not over until literally the final minute. Where you could have made the case, a couple crazy things could happen, Oklahoma City could come back. Thwarted, though, at the end, the Thunder were, and the Spurs advance to the NBA championship. And we will credit Victor Wembanyama and company in a moment here, but I actually, the play of the game, and this actually, like, we need to talk about the broadcast for a second. And I know specifically, because I'm in New York, and I'm a Knicks fan, and my friends are Knicks fans. Everybody hates Reggie Miller, right? The Knicks fans do, at least. And I think Reggie gets a bad rap. And Jamal Crawford, I think, to be fair, in a huge spot like this for the first time in his career, has been a little uneven. I don't even mean that as a criticism. It's a really tough job. They were spectacular on Saturday night. Reggie and Jamal were great and added to the broadcast. Whether it was them criticizing Chet Holmgren, which was obviously the right thing to do, but not everyone knows to do that when they were doing it in the moment while Chet was urinating down his leg, figuratively, not literally, although maybe literally, who knows? Luke Kornet's, so Wemby gets the fifth foul, like 7 minutes to go, and it's like, oh my God, are they going to foul him out? And that's one of those moments where you're watching the game and thinking, this is like, not just this year, but the next 3 to 5 years in the NBA could be on the line here if Wemby fouls out. Luke Kornet comes into the game, and immediately, Isaiah Hartenstein looks like Chris Paul. big white Chris Paul, as opposed to Chet Holmgren, who was bigger, whiter Ben Simmons in Game 7. Isaiah Hartenstein steals the basketball, is going in for a layup or a dunk, and here's Luke Kornet to reject him. This is like LeBron in Game 7 against the Warriors, Andre Iguodala. Blocked by James. How about blocked by Kornet? What a moment for Luke Kornet. I wish I were kidding. And immediately, so it's 97-91, could have been 97-93. Instead, the Spurs come down, hit a shot 99-91. And Reggie Miller immediately goes in that moment. He's saying what all of us are thinking. If you are an astute fan of basketball, an astute fan of sports, I'm assuming you are, you know in that moment, wow, it's a four-point swing. In the fourth quarter of Game 7 of the Western Conference Final, with so much on the line, where the winner of the series is the favorite to win the NBA championship. And Reggie immediately says it. That's the play of the game. And he was right. And it just speaks to this. You run out of adjectives to describe them. This San Antonio Spurs team, who are unlike basically any team we've seen, forget about the NBA, almost in the history of sports, what the Spurs are accomplishing here. Now, there are comparisons that you can draw, right? Maybe you want to take Victor Wembanyama, who might already be the best player in the league at age 22. And I'll tell you what, they beat the Knicks in the final, and he shows up and shows out at Madison Square Garden, like, forget about it. Like, Wemby's getting crowned, he's getting coronated as the best player in the NBA, no question about it. We can go back to Rick Barry in the late 60s, showing up and showing out as a 23-year-old. We can talk about Magic Johnson in the 1980 NBA Finals, having to play center in Game 6 and dropping 42 points on the Philadelphia 76ers at age 20 and being named Finals MVP as a rookie. We can talk about Shaq in 95, even though they got obliterated by the Houston Rockets in the NBA Finals. We can talk about LeBron in 2007. Like, this is the company right now that Victor Wembanyama is keeping. This is the company he's keeping. And out of all of these examples, none of those teams will enter the NBA Finals as a bigger favorite than the San Antonio Spurs team. That's why it's different. That's why it's so unique. The mold has been broken. And Victor Wembanyama is somewhere in the range, and I'm not saying the Spurs are going to win, but you understand what I'm saying right now, right? Victor Wembanyama is potentially 4 to 7 games away from, like, breaking the sport of basketball. Breaking the NBA as we've known it for our entire lives. I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million more times. He is a create a player. This is like not a real human being. And, you know, I think the Shaq comparison is a little fair in 95 when Shaq averaged 29 points a game and finished second in MVP voting to David Robinson. And just how about Hakeem's, like, just annihilation tour of everyone in that postseason for the 6-seed Rockets? Where I think Shaq's a fair comparison, and he had a young Penny Hardaway alongside him, like Wemby has Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper. Now, I would argue that the difference with Wemby and Shaq is an all-time great, and Wemby has a long way to go to get there. The difference between them is that Victor Wembanyama is 7'4", and you can't teach that. He psychologically, think about this, and then think in your head as I say this, is Nick exaggerating? Is Nick prisoner of the moment? Is Nick being hyperbolic? Is this a true or false statement? I believe it's true. I think you do too in your heart of hearts. Victor Wembanyama psychologically broke the Oklahoma City Thunder in this series and specifically in Game 7 with his defense. And all he needs to do is stand there. And he destroys everything. Because he's 7'4", or 7'5", or whatever he measures in on a certain day. with like a 10-foot wingspan, and you can't teach that. And yeah, he's a certified G and a bona fide stud. It's unbelievable. What are you supposed to do with this guy? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the best guards since Michael Jordan. Not an exaggeration, right? He drives, could you imagine if it's like the Bulls versus the Spurs? Like, what would Michael Jordan do? What can you do against this guy? He's bigger than everybody else. SGA has won back-to-back MVPs and is the reigning finals MVP, drives into the lane, sees Wemby, and is like, oh crap, I gotta pass the ball. Think about that. Think about it. We'll talk about how the Thunder handled themselves post-game, well, perfectly as it could have gone. I mean that. And Shai goes, they're different from everybody else. He goes, it's not impossible, it's just different. And it's different because of him. He's a creative player. Like, this is not a real human being. If you sat down with your PlayStation or your Xbox or whatever, and I love to, trust me, ask my wife. She'll tell you. This is who you'd create. Monster. Alien. Freak show. Victor Wembanyama. And then, by the way, here's Steph Castle, who's 21, and is a ferocious defender, and a great player. And Dylan Harper, at age 20, is like, looks like, I am not saying he's going to be as good as this guy, at all. He probably won't be. He looks like Kobe Bryant on some of these shots at that age. That three-pointer he hit, this is one of those, again, where Reggie and Jamal Crawford are amazing during the series. They just, like, make noises when Harper makes these threes. Oh! No analysis needed. All you need, guttural noise. That's it. What else do you need? They got, normally, right, the narrative is, role players shoot better at home than on the road. Don't tell Julian Champagne that. It's unbelievable. 6 of 10 from three in game 7 on the road at the Thunder. Keldon Johnson making an appearance, making big shots for San Antonio. And the defense is absolutely sick. Absolutely sick. I thought that San Antonio was a year away, maybe two, over the course of the season. Remember, I didn't buy it until late. And just as a credit to me, you know, Drew Densick, who's a way better sports handicapper than me. And I know that. The Whale Capper from NBC who comes on the show. We did our futures draft back in February. I had the Spurs and the Knicks. Shout out to me. Again, he's way better than me. Way better than me. So I started to believe a little later in the process in San Antonio. I always felt like this was OKC's year. Always. And you know that. And I think everybody, unless you're a San Antonio resident, you felt like this was Oklahoma City's year. And you felt like, and I said it, even after the Spurs won game 6, Thunder are going to take care of business in game 7 at home and go to the NBA Finals. And the Spurs took it from them. And yes, J-Dub was out. And yes, A.J. Mitchell was out. Them's the breaks, kid. The Spurs took it from them. 22, Wemby. 21, Castle. 20, Harper. On the road, Dame 7 at the defending champs. Winners. Like Jay-Z famously said, what more can I say? Unreal. And now, 27 years in the making. NBA Finals rematch. Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Against my New York Knicks. Game 1, Wednesday night. We are... To say that we're just getting started is the understatement of the century. I don't know when I'm going to be done with all. There's so much still. We got to talk about the Thunder and what's next for them. About Chet Holmgren and what's next for him. why this is the most anticipated NBA Finals since Cavs Warriors in 16 and one of the most anticipated finals in the history of sports of my lifetime with the Knicks and the Spurs, and how I see it playing out early in the week. Keep it locked right here. So much more to do. You better you bet on a Monday morning. Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you. Presented by BetMGM.
It's summertime. While you're road tripping, pool dipping, and laid back sipping, stay on top of the sports headlines you care about. Download the Westwood One Sports app and listen to us wherever you are. Cannonball! Westwood One Sports.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice-proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Six, sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
It's Wemby's West. The Spurs are going to the NBA final.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The legend Mike Tirico with the call on NBC and Peacock on Saturday night. This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com, progressivecommercial.com. You know, I said in the opening segments that Victor Wembanyama is a creative player in a video game, right? He's 7'4" or 5'6", whatever he's measured in on a particular day, and you can't teach that. And he strokes the three-pointer. His defense is ridiculous. His handle should not be possible for someone his size. He is the Kyrie Irving of big man ball handlers, right? What, him and like a young Arvydas Sabonis? And I'm talking like Euro Arvydas Sabonis, not Portland Trailblazer Arvydas Sabonis. He's got everything. And he also has something as part of everything that you can't factor into a video game. Because when you play a video game, you're the one with the controller, right? In real life, it's you and everybody else. This dude's leadership, he's 22 years old. The leadership's ridiculous. Ridiculous. He's like a young Tom Brady when Brady's leading the Patriots down the field in the Super Bowl against the Rams. What do you even say? Super Bowl 36. Here's Brady to J.R. Redmond. Brady getting them down the field for Adam Vinatieri's field goal at a young age. Here's Victor Wembanyama, age 22. Leading. Not just with his play, but with his words, the Spurs to the NBA Finals. And after the game, not even after the game, as the seconds are ticking down, and Devin Vassell goes for the FU slam dunk, and I don't even mean that in a bad way. If I'm a Spurs fan, I love it. If you're a Thunder fan, you might not like it, but you understand it, right? The Vassell dunk at the end. Put them up by 8. It's basically over at that point. Victor Wembanyama is overcome with emotion. And if you'll recall, a little earlier in the season, it was this calendar year, the Spurs had a huge second half comeback against the LA Clippers. And Wemby was crying on the court after the game. I'm not saying he's bawling like he's hysterical, but like he's shedding tears. He did the same thing on Saturday night. He's overwhelmed with emotion. He's overcome by the moment. And you can tell how much this all means to him. He says in the post-game press conference, he doesn't say, and this is all, everything, like nothing is accidental here. When he says, he doesn't say winning the NBA championship is a childhood dream. He says winning the Larry O'Brien trophy is a childhood dream. We are big sports fans, right? This is exactly what we all want from our stars. Is this. This is what we want. If you're a lifelong diehard fan of the San, and I understand the Spurs have won shit, I've had a great run, right? With Duncan, etc. But you're a diehard fan of the San Antonio Spurs, and you hear your young franchise player say that, you're in ecstasy. This is exactly what you want from a young star. Someone who is invested in the history of the league, who's aware of his potential standing in things as it moves forward, and wants to win so badly that he sheds tears on the court after a big win. Now, I don't say that to diminish someone else, another athlete's desire. It's not. It doesn't mean it's one-to-one. Like, you have to shed tears in order to really care. I'm not insinuating that at all. But this is someone who indisputably gives a you-know-what. It means something to him. Winning MVP means something to him. He's a creative player. And more than that, he's someone created in a laboratory for real life success. Every single box checked. There's only one left. NBA champion. Will he get it? I'll give you my opinion on that later in the show. But for now, we'll take a quick break. And on the other side, celebrity San Antonio Spurs fan and the host of Run It Back on, you know, we'll say it, even though we're a BetMGM show, the FanDuel Sports Network, the great Michelle Beadle will join us here to break down the NBA Finals and Wemby here on You Better You Bet.
The NBA Finals are set. It's a 1999 rematch. Knicks, Spurs. Will New York win its first title in 53 years? Or will San Antonio continue its championship legacy? Now with Wemby leading the way. Game 1 tips Wednesday night. Westwood One Sports.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab Riza. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The winner of the Magic Johnson Trophy as the 2026 Western Conference Finals Most Valuable Player, Victor Wembanyama.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
Maria Taylor on NBC this past Saturday night. And it's starting to sink in as a Knicks fan that we're going to have to face this creative player created in a laboratory. 7'6", and you can't teach that. He's a tremendous leader, strokes the three ball, handles like Kyrie for a big man. It's all really preposterous. And today, BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate that token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today. I'm very happy that we're going to be joined by this next guest because she is tremendous. The segment's going to be great. But I have to acknowledge that I believe we are blood rivals right now. She's joining us on the show. And listen, we are a BetMGM show. Michelle Beadle, the great Michelle Beadle, does work for our friends at FanDuel. We can all coexist. There's enough money for everybody. Yes. Run it back on the FanDuel Sports Network. The legendary Michelle Beadle on Twitter at Michelle D. Beadle, celebrity fan of the San Antonio Spurs and currently wearing a San Antonio Spurs hoodie. Are we supposed to like duel to the death here? Like, what's the protocol here? Knicks fan and Spurs fan here on this Monday.
I'll tell you, you know what? This is how I'm going to describe it, because there was such an animosity for the Thunder and the Thunder fans in that last round that, like, and also I'm probably still high from the excitement and the adrenaline of going to the finals. I don't feel angry towards you right now. And that could change. That might change by this afternoon. But I'm really just excited. I'm in a good mood. How about that? I've been complimenting strangers.
What do you
for
say
like
to
the
them?
Last 30 hours?
Give me an example.
Oh my God, I told one girl she had perfect hair. Who says that to another grown up? I literally said that on an elevator to a girl at my building. I was like, you have great hair. It's perfect. What am I saying? Just, I'm in a good mood. So for today, we will be friends, but let's see how the first game goes. Cause you know what? That's how you sort of set the vibes, and we'll see how players react and if anybody does anything silly. But for now, we're okay for a minute.
Maybe for a minute. Because you're saying wait till the end of this interview. Can I be honest with you? Like,
sure.
You're not, and I respect that, and I admire it, and I'm jealous. I'm envious of that emotion. I'm angry.
Why?
Because
you're in the finals.
I know.
You haven't been in the finals in 27 years.
You don't have to remind us. And I know you're obviously intimately familiar with the team that we lost to in the 1999 NBA Finals. I'm angry because my team's in the, and it's great, obviously. It's been a magical run. We're the underdogs. And do I think the Knicks can win? Yes, but I mean, like, if you're playing percentages, like, San Antonio's probably going to win. And, like, I can be honest and objective, right? Wemby's unbelievable. He could be better than Jordan when it's all said and done. It's within the range of outcomes. I'm not saying he will be. Castle's 21. Harper's 20. Mitch Johnson's a great coach. I can admit all that and still say, man, I wish we were playing the Sacramento Kings instead.
Can I ask you this?
Can I be angry? Is that okay?
You can be angry. You can. Well, also, it doesn't help that we just watched what we did. Like, we. I'm
That's
so
okay.
Unprofessional.
I'm saying,
I don't
I'm
care
saying,
anymore.
I'm saying we also. It's
yeah,
okay.
We just beat the best team and the reigning champ. So it does add, I would imagine, as an opponent, a bit of a fear factor that perhaps maybe didn't exist until that happened. But like they turned Chet Holmgren into I'm not even going to say like some player that you see at Lifetime Fitness. Like, it was worse than that. Like, Chet Holmgren looked silly out of place. And that is weird. That's a odd thing to see. And I would imagine the Knicks players are going to take every note of that and be like, okay, we can't look like Chet Holmgren. And you can't get worse. Oh, good. Chandler Parsons is here in his underwear.
Nice. But is that nice? I'm not so sure.
He just wears like the shortest shorts to work and while he's on his way to up. But yeah, there's some fear to be had, but honestly, the Knicks are on such a run. Who couldn't feel great about this? Like, this finals to me is everything. And I'm never going to care about ratings. I'm not a suit. It's not my thing. But man, if you're not watching this finals, then you don't like basketball and I got nothing for you. Like, it's going to be epic.
It's the most anticipated finals since Cavs Warriors, the second one when the Warriors won 73 games, and Celtics Lakers probably before that, just because it's Boston,
sure.
LA. But I think you can, this is probably a cut above that. Like, it's, and I think it's one of the best finals in any sport that we've seen this century. I can't wait for it. So all of that said, what is Michelle Beadle's honest confidence rating in your San Antonio Spurs heading into the NBA Finals?
It's hella high now. I mean, I look, I obviously am a homer and I'm going to always.
I'm getting angrier.
I said in October. Well, in October, I was like telling these guys, hey, it's the race for Sace, and nobody knew what I was talking about. But we do in San Antonio. We've got five banners up. We're going for the sixth. The race for Sace was on. I said it in October. Maybe part of me was just sort of just saying it because whatever. And part of me was like, this could happen because I just, this is a team that is different. And now that we're actually here, I think I'm still in a little bit of shock that this is actually happening, as everyone keeps saying, ahead of schedule. But the schedule's ripped up. We don't have a schedule anymore. Officially have arrived. I feel pretty confident. I feel weirdly not arrogant. Like, I'm not going into this like we are 100% winning this, because I do think the New York Knicks have been on one great generational run, but I feel good. I feel good about Spurs and six, maybe. I'll take that. I'd like to win on home court if possible, but that doesn't always happen, as we know. And so yeah, I'm pretty confident. I'm gonna give me a 80% confidence out of 100.
My temper's raising.
How confident are you? Like, how do you feel?
I think they can win.
Yeah.
I think they can win.
I think so, too.
I think they can win. I think they can. The way it happens is Cat has to do what Chet Holmgren couldn't. Has to pull Wemby away from the basket so Brunson can do his thing. Because if he doesn't, Brunson's obviously, that's the problem, right? If Wemby's going to park down low and they're sending waves of defenders at Brunson the way they did at SGA, and SGA's got 6 inches on Brunson, Brunson's not going to have a good series in the Knicks or DOA. So I think it really, Michelle, is going to come down to Towns and his ability to pull Wembanyama away from the basket when the Knicks are on offense and the Spurs are on defense.
I'll take that. You think Towns, does he feel it? Like, does he feel sort of the idea that everyone's now, we're looking at you? Because we know he has the tendency to sometimes be hot and cold from game to game.
What do you think? I'm curious your answer to that question.
He must. It would be impossible. Look, let's be honest. The fans of New York are not a quiet bunch. So we've seen what they do when they're mad at you, and we've seen what they do when they love you. And so, he must feel it. You have very thick skin, though. You have to have it, and you have to block it all out, because you're right.
Can I paint an analogy for you on Kat? Can I paint an analogy for you and see what you think? So I'm not saying Kat will be successful, but if he's not, I feel like he will be, and I hate to use this comp as a Knicks fan, but I will. He'll be more John Starks game 7, 94, and go 2-for-18 and go out on a shield, as opposed to Chet Holmgren, who got mind-effed, obviously, and shot 1-for-2 on Saturday night. So if Kat's going to go down and he's going to lose to Wemby here, the psychological and the physical battle, I think he'll at least go down trying, as opposed to whatever the hell Chet Holmgren did on Saturday night. You think that's fair?
I like that. I actually love that visual. And I think that's all anybody really was expecting, you know, out of a Chet Holmgren. If you're going to go down,
just try.
Then go down fighting, man. Like, go to shoot 20. I don't care. I don't care if they're ugly, but just, I need to know you're like still in the game and still alive and still present. And so I think Kat would do that, to be honest. Like, I mean, he's not afraid to shoot. So I don't think they've already beaten them in the NBA Cup. There's no fear as far as that's concerned. They've had a pretty good regular season stretch, blowout here and there. But yeah, I don't think that they have the mind block with Wemby the way we just witnessed in OKC, which is a great thing for New York, because, you know, you're going to need it.
You bet on this Monday, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos joined by us again, my mortal enemy at this time. The great Michelle Beadle. Run it back on the FanDuel Sports Network on Twitter at Michelle D. Beadle. You have been such a great NBA host, analyst, observer for a long time, right? So I can't wait to get your answer to this question. And I'm a lifelong diehard sports fan. I'm having trouble putting what San Antonio has done into perspective. Now, maybe they're the 95 Magic and they lose in the finals. Maybe that's what this is.
Yeah.
I feel like they're farther along than that Magic team. How do you put this into perspective? You've watched this team your whole life. You've covered the NBA for a long time. This monumental accomplishment by these young players.
It is very hard, because we all sort of, look, I was sitting on the floor of Shutter's Hotel the day the lottery drawing was done and the Spurs got that number one, that envelope was open. I literally have a photograph of me crying tears of joy, because it was the Wemby
Was this, just to be
journey.
Clear, is this the Tim Duncan lottery or the Wemby? Like, which lottery are
this
we talking about where you got the generation?
No, no.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. Just wanted to make sure.
I know. This is the new, it's like Star Wars. It's the new ones, but they're actually good. And so I remember, we knew he was going to change things, but how many times have we also gotten hyped up over somebody in any sport and it just maybe didn't turn out quite as high as we thought it would? Wemby has been such a delightful surprise in that not only is he surpassing expectations, but he's like He's ethically, like, he's a student of the game. If he does something wrong, we see him go out and, like, change that and get better, and he does it on such a fast pace. He's also built a little bit differently mentally, and we've seen that as well. Like, this dude, it's not that he doesn't like to lose. He's angry about it, and that has been an actual joy to watch as well. But the bonus that nobody saw coming was all of the surrounding the pieces, the Stephon Castles, the Dylan Harpers of it all. Like, that was not part of the plan when Wemby was drafted. We didn't know that was coming. And so to watch this team just be built of these, we got dogs, man. And I don't say that very often. Like, that is a thing that people want, right, and need and crave. And we got that. And it's like, it's the Spurs. The Spurs are like this. And so we are, it's this next generation, the 2026 version. It's very different, but also the same in a lot of ways to our, you know, our old guys. I hate calling them old because they're all still younger than me. And it's just kind of amazing to watch. And Mitch Johnson, God bless him, man. He walked into some big old shoes that didn't want to leave yet. That was just medical. And then you got Pop still behind the scenes and Timmy. And it's like, it is just a story. It's like a storybook way that this is going. And I was with everyone else. I did not see this at the beginning of the year. I said playoffs for sure, but man, we have gone way past that at this point. So I don't have an analogy other than it feels sometimes too good to be true. And I hope that's not the case, obviously. But man, it's been a joy.
I am famously insecure. It's why I work out and got all these tattoos. I'm just being honest. I'm a little nervous. Would you like to, because you're very confident, right? You're complimenting, would you like to compliment me, make me feel a little better on the way out to close this interview?
I mean, black slimming, so that was a good choice.
I have a black t-shirt on. He's 100% right. That's why, and hang on, I've got five of these. This is a true story. This is a Zara slim fit t-shirt. Nice. I've got like six of them in the same color, and I wear them every day on the show because they make me look better. That was, honestly,
I
love that you came up. It's not a real compliment. That's okay.
It's a real compliment, dang it. It's a real compliment.
I have to, but I don't necessarily want to. Hey, I really appreciate this. This was great. Knicks v. Spurs, my mortal enemy, Michelle Beadle. Run it back, FanDuel Sports Network. I really appreciate the time. I'd wish your team good luck, but I'd be lying. But good luck to you, my friend.
I know. Good luck to you as well. Let's have fun.
Yeah, it's only fun if we win. Michelle, it's fine. They've got five already. They're on the race for Sace. I'd like to. We're in the race for Uno right now. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We haven't even talked about what's next for the Oklahoma City Thunder and SGA and how well he acquitted himself post game and what needs to happen with Chad Holmgren. We're talking Thunder next. Hour two on a Monday.
This is Westwood One Sports.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually...
/trial, paid for by Sheer Science.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.